Frank and Ox, Tim Watson with you. Josh Bruce joins us. He's signed again with the Saints to stay until 2020, which makes me a very happy man indeed. Josh, congratulations and well done.
Thanks very much. Good morning, Frank, Ox, Tim.
Josh, you'll be able to do plenty of renovations. We're just talking about renos. Have you got yourself a place? Have you purchased in Melbourne, or are you looking at doing that?
Yeah, I've got a little Art Deco place in St Kilda, so I'm actually doing a little deck out the front. Funnily enough, Tim, that story was pretty funny, but my chippy's got two eyes. So.
That's,
better, I think.
Well, that's good news.
That's the other rule.
Ox is going to undercut him and come and work for a couple of slabs, Josh, if you want to reconsider.
No worries.
Hey, Josh, in all seriousness, to secure your future, and we're just talking about improved players, but and we believe you're one of the most improved in the last 18 months, you must be delighted to be able to lock yourself away at the St Kilda Footy Club for the next 4 years.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think it's... I'm really excited with the direction the club's heading in and the young group they've got together. And as you guys know, I think that you know, the way to build sustained success is to keep the young group together. And you see the likes of Hawthorn and Geelong before that. You know, the guys stick together and they all come through around the same age group and the same amount of games. And you know, that's how you build a model for, you know, as I said, sustained success. So it's really exciting.
Josh, congratulations on your form and your development as a player. Was it a tough decision? Because I know there are a number of clubs out there that were extremely keen to secure your services.
No, it wasn't a tough decision at all. I think I'm really grateful for the, you know, the opportunity that I've had at the Saints and the opportunity to go back up into the forward line as well. So to repay the faith that they've showed in me was a really easy decision. And, yeah, obviously I'm a St Kilda person now and I'm really loyal to the club and, yeah, couldn't be happier.
How important was that win over Collingwood last weekend in terms of just reinstilling the vision for the coach and self-belief in the game plan that you're trying to implement, that it does work?
Yeah, look, it was pretty important, to be honest. It was a very exciting win for the club. Obviously, it was the 50th anniversary of the 66 Premiership. So, you know, all those guys were there. I had a really special moment with Barry Green in the change rooms after the game. He actually had the number 27 Guernsey that he was wearing on the day that he kicked the winning point in, and he actually showed that to me and had it in the rooms after the game. He hadn't seen it himself for about 40 years, so that was really special on a personal note. But in terms of the group, we feel like we've been building really well. Obviously, we had a very disrupted NAB Cup in terms of missing that game up in Mackay. You know, and then, obviously, playing round one, we felt like we probably should have won that game as well, so... it was, whilst we had a disappointing performance in round two, it was it was great to get a win on the board and just know that, yeah, we are heading in the right direction and our game plan holds up on the biggest stage. So.
And it really held up at the weekend, there's no question about that. And it's still really vitally important, I think, as St Kilda sort of move forward, the contribution of Montagna and Revolt. We know that Nick went off at the weekend injured. But those more experienced players, how important it is as you sort of try and build that bridge between the old and the new there at St Kilda, Josh?
Yeah, they're super important. They're the fabric of the club, and you know, they have been for 10, 15 years. Guys like Sam Fisher, Sean Dempster, obviously Roo and Joey, even Sam Gilbert is almost reaching that age bracket now. And you know, the way they play on the field is one thing, but the way they prepare off the field is the other, and the way they train. And there's no secret to their own personal success. It's how hard they've all worked in their lives. So for them to demonstrate that to us younger guys, you know, it really shows us the pathway for success. And, as you said, as we say, there's no substitute for hard work. So,
Josh Bruce.
They've been super.
Josh Bruce is with us. Saints forward has just recommitted to the club for the 4 years until the end of 2020. You're going to play a lot of footy with Paddy McCartan. We saw glimpses of him on the weekend. He took that big, strong mark, and then he copped a knock, so we didn't get to see him play out the game. But you would have watched him in training and seen his attributes. What excites you most about the way he might develop as a footballer?
Yeah, Paddy obviously had probably his strongest game for us until he knocked himself out. But I think the thing that excites me most about Paddy is, as you saw on the weekend, that big, strong grab. I think he's been doing that for 6 months in pre-season training. He's been absolutely tearing sessions apart, taking three or four of those against, you know, two and three defenders at a time. And, you know, people are really starting to stand up and take notice of him at our club. And I think, you know, over the coming years, the AFL will also see just how strong of a kid he is and how determined he is to improve. And, he's a testament to his hard work. He's starting to see the fruits of his labour.
Josh, Doom said that Rui should play or should look at going down to centre half back to look after his body and look after his head with all the knocks that he's had. And from your perspective, is Rui better beside you, or do you think that could work better for the team if he goes down to centre half back?
I did hear that. I don't think centre half back's the place for him. I don't think he'd enjoy that too much, chasing someone else around all day. But I think probably high half forward on the wing suits him great. He's been in sparkling form the last couple of weeks. In his own 300th, he had, mid-20s disposals, over 10 marks, and kicked two goals still. So I think, where he's at the moment is great. And, obviously he's got a history of injuries and stuff like that.
Is he going to play this week, Josh?
I think, at this stage, he's doing well. He had some testing yesterday, and he's passed all that so far as I'm concerned, and that I know of, sorry. And, he trained strongly on Tuesday, so all signs would be leading towards yes at the moment.
And Josh, before we let you go, I know you're a mad Arsenal fan like myself. Arsene Wenger, does he stay or go?
I don't know. After such a disappointing season, Frank, I think he might have to get the flick and we get someone new in.
There you go. He's pulled the trigger on Wenger.
Well, Josh, good luck. Congratulations on the 4 years and good luck with your renovations.
two slabs an hour, Josh. Just consider it. You could save a lot of money.
Well, beer you drink.
Good on you, mate. Josh. Josh Bruce, newly signed to Saints forward. He's on the board until 2020. You can be on board as well. Saintsmembership.com.au to become a member for 2016. Later.